Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. And it's a fun day because we got a big baseball series, man. We got like a big series about to happen, about to embark. And I'm really excited because, listen, what I love is when you have games of meaning, right? When there's a game that means something. When you have a game where it matters, what it does is put you on edge, right? Like, I love being on the edge, right? I love, like, all right, it's a big game. Let me get psyched for the big game. That's why we love playoffs. That's why we love football. Like, that whole thing where butterflies start to churn. And this is a legit butterfly series. You get Atlanta coming in. Now, obviously, no Bryce puts a little bit of a damper on it. But, you know, you got... You know, the Braves still coming in. Now, they have no Ozzie Albies. It's not a completely fair trade. But, you know, I mean, that's a big cog for them who's been out with a broken foot. I'm just excited. I think, you know, I think we're going to learn a lot about this team and, you know, whether they can withstand it. Because what you got to do is, right, like you just got to withstand it over the next, I don't know, about 6 to 8 weeks, broken thumb. I mean, you know, along those lines. So... You got to be able to tread water, and you still got to be able to win series. And you're going to, when you face the Braves, you're at home. You know, it's baseball is guys can carry you, right? It's not like basketball where Embiid's out for 2 months, the season's over, right? Like you got no chance. You know, you got to let's go. Let's see Castellanos, who looked like he's starting to hit the ball a little bit. JT looking like he's hitting the ball a little bit. You need those guys to step up. Schwarber's is carrying you, right? Schwarber's giving you a lot of great power. So, and then you got to have the timely hitting kind of thing, right? You got to hope that, you know, Stott contributes and you got a DD game and, you know, that sort of thing. So this is kind of where you're at. And I was thinking about this because I've always hated the Braves. Now, I respect the Braves immensely. They're a great organization, like an absolutely great. They know how to find talent. They know how to build a team. They've always had it. They're just a well-run organization. Nonetheless, as a division rival, I have always hated them. And in many ways, I've hated them more than the Mets. Now, recently, the Met hate eclipses Brave hate. But let's be real here for a second. First of all, the Braves just won it. Second of all, I don't know about you guys, but... Our Braves, like, I think it's an age thing, a generation thing, but, like, the Brave hate goes back for me to the when they owned the division for, like, 17 years, and it was Maddox and Glavin and Smoltz, and then they, you know, had their guys, Galarraga and, you know, Chipper Jones and all those dudes, and I... Hated them ever since. You know, 93 was incredible. One of the reasons why 93 was sweet and we celebrated even though they didn't win the World Series was because they beat the Braves in an epic series. Like, that series in 93 was an epic series. It was incredible. It was one of the great memories of Philly's sport or Philly's history. That Brave series was incredible. But then, you know, you go through the years and they've always been a nemesis, right? You've always jockeyed with them. And it's funny, and this will go back a little bit before Tyler's time. But when we had cable, when cable originally started, it was a box, right? You had a box, cable box. And you had all these channels. And one of the channels you had was the TBS Superstation. The TBS Superstation was awesome, right? In that you had a couple of them. There was Channel 9 in New York and TBS out of Atlanta. But and you had WGN out of Chicago. And that was in the beginning days of the cable. But what made it awesome was you got to see Braves games. And they were always on. Now, for us, it was like, wow, you get to see, you know, not like today where you can watch any game anytime you want, right? Like you get packages or whatever you want. You know, you can put them up on your iPad. You can, you watch any game you want. Back in the day, all we got was Phillies, right? So then all of a sudden, TBS comes on the board and WGN. Then you got the Cubs and you got the Braves. And I remember watching a lot of Braves games, always kind of rooting against them because, you know, it's the Phillies' rival. And it was like, you know, you rooted against them. But they were always around the Braves. And they were always on TV. Skip Carey. I still remember the broadcast. And the Braves on TBS and the Cubs on Channel 9 were always on. Like, you could watch them. And then between that and the game of the week on Saturdays, that was like our baseball consumption. And then you got to see the parks. You know, we were National League City. So, you know, Braves and Cubs, you know, we were familiar with. But I still go back to, like, I remember when they would play, and I'm a little kid, and they would play the game of the week on Saturday afternoons, and it would be from an American League City. It looked like it was, these ballparks looked foreign. Like, oh, my God, look at that stadium. Because we were such a National League City. And it's before interleague play. But the Braves' history goes back. I mean, let's face it. And it's funny. It spans time up until last year where they win it. Right? Like, they go out and win it. When they go and win it and they go get Acuna gets hurt and they go get the Phillies and Braves were fighting. I mean, let's not forget that those two were even. Those two, before the Mets fall off, those two were together. Like they were both like the long shot to the East that we thought, you know, one of them could win it. And the Phillies were right there with them. And then they go in, and then they get hot, and they start banging the ball around, and the rest is history, and they win it. But that's why this series, it's a big one. I'm like, fascinated by it. We'll get into the Sixers stuff. I got to be honest with you. I am disappointed. Now, I didn't believe it would happen that Kevin Durant would somehow make his way here, but I wanted to see Brooklyn upheaval. I really wanted to see Kyrie leave because I thought that would send like shockwaves throughout the division and throughout the whole thing. Like, I wanted him badly to leave and create up. First of all, that Brooklyn team is, I hate that team. And I want to see bad things happen to that team. Hate it. So I was hoping for, like, upheaval there. And then you never know. Like, the lottery tickets, Durant here. If not, is there fallout? And somebody else becomes available. And they're able to land that. Well, it's all a moot point because Kyrie opts in. He's going to stay with Brooklyn. Keep to his commitment with the Nets. Keep to his commitment with KD. And I'll be honest with you, that kind of sucks. I'm a little disappointed at that. Because I wanted to see, and I heard the guys, it was a great show. It was good to hear the bro back, Devon, Bobby, and it was fun. And Devon said something that I completely agree with, which is I don't see any of these dudes, like these big names. I don't see it. I don't see how Morey makes a big move. I just don't see a path to get to land those guys. The Beals, Donovan Mitchell. I don't even think they're fits. And I don't know. I don't know what happens. I think it's a run it back situation. And then we're just, again, you piecemeal around, you fill out the bench, and you pray that Harden's got a second act of his career. That's what it comes down to. It is also Geek Week. So we will have some fun with Geek Week. Today is the picture day. And there's a lot of people out there that love to have pictures taken with celebrities and sports people and that sort of thing. And so we're going to talk about pictures and autographs because the flip side of the picture is the autograph, which I always thought was a really cool thing. So we'll share the picture and autograph celebrity edition for Geek Week today. Also, we're going to play a game called Beat the Geek. And my man, the resident geek, who is like my little brother, my man Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
What's going on, Ant? You know you're setting me up for failure here, because if I don't do well, I can't live that down.
Dude, you will do fine.
I got to do well.
You will do fine.
I like what you said about the Sixers, by the way.
I have the utmost confidence in you.
That makes one of us.
Dude, it's geek sports geekdom. Nobody knows sport geekdom like you.
When you get put on the spot, sometimes your brain just shuts off, flatlines.
I didn't think you were a choker.
I hope not.
Nah, I mean, you're not a choker. You're not. Is there any lumpers? I can't think of any lumpers. You're not a choker.
Nah, I don't think so. We'll see how it goes.
You'll do fun. We'll have some fun. And if you beat the geek, you will get FanFest tickets. How's that?
I like it. See a lot of our friends there.
That'll be fun.
Now I'm definitely in a bad spot because I want to get as many people to FanFest as possible. But I also don't want to lose.
Trust me. Go all out to win.
Okay.
Everybody who needs to be at FanFest by the time October 1st comes around, they'll have tickets.
Oh, we got plenty of time then.
All right.
That means it's time to win.
Well, I just want something to play for.
Okay.
All right. So always have a good little skin in the game, a little competition action. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play competitions.
I'm in.
You got to have something on the line.
And don't do it for free. Don't do it for fun.
Exactly. You win. You beat the geek. You get tickets, FanFest tickets.
I like it.
All right. I think it's a run it back situation.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. And as much as it sucks to say it, I don't know if they have enough monetary availability to do anything of substance, unless, you know, obviously Tobias Harris is included in the trade. And then B, I don't know if they've got any depth substance to make that kind of move. Like you trade Harris, right? Because monetarily you have to. And the likelihood is, if you're talking about those guys, the Beals, the Mitchells, you're including Maxey in the trade too. You don't want to, but I think you have to.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
And then like,
the only time I'm including Maxey the deal, which I don't want to do, is with like if Kevin Durant. Like if I can land the whale, well then, you know, it makes sense.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
But you know, I'm not doing it for Donovan Mitchell.
You're not trading Maxey for Mitchell?
Nope.
I would.
I wouldn't do it. You're going to trade Harris? You're going to trade Harris?
Harris is kind of a monetary casualty.
Well, you have to, right.
Yeah.
But still a depth piece.
Sure. I like Tobias Harris.
Right. So you're trading Tobias, Maxey, and what, Matisse is going to cost you? Probably those three.
See, here's the thing. Other than him being strictly depth, Matisse means nothing to me.
Yeah, I'm not telling you, but he's a role player.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, it's another bench piece. So now you're going to go, so now it's what? It's Harden, Mitchell, and Embiid?
Yeah, you're banking on a three carrying you. And it's not nearly as strong of a three as like a Miami three was. And that with that team, you're bringing in guys like Mike Miller.
That's why I'd rather keep Maxey. And I know I got an upside with Maxey. Still have an upside with Maxey.
Sure. Yeah, you got a ton of upside.
And I think Maxey, I think the four is better than the three.
The four they have now?
Yeah. And it keeps you alive, right? Like, it keeps you alive for the future. So if at some point Harden goes by the wayside and he doesn't have a second act, well, I still have Max. Now, you can say you still have Mitchell, but I still have Max. I still have a slot in Tobias to go get me something else.
Use the word future. What is the future?
Well, I mean, the next, you know, everything's within the next 3 to 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
I mean, the cap is, what, 5 years? I mean, you're looking at Joel, right?
So, right.
That, you know, it's the lifespan of Embiid. So that's, what, 5 years, hopefully? You get five really good more years.
Probably what you're looking at. Yeah.
Right, so that's that's it. So if Harden can't play next year, I still, like, I don't want it. Like, Maxey can be a star in the next year or two. He's arcing that way.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know, that's why Mitchell, like, what's he want? Like, what's he want in Utah? Like, that team, Clarkson, Gobert, like, that's not a bad team.
No, they were a good team, but I think that they were very equivalent to the Sixers. They were good. I don't think they were great. at any point.
Yeah, so,
like they were a great regular season team. So are the Sixers.
Right. So my point to you is, you know, is it really worth it moving Maxey and, you know, your depth in Tobias and Thybulle?
The only counter that I have to that when it comes to Mitchell is he's never ever played with a guy like Joel Embiid. I mean, you know, Gobert good, Clarkson good, Conley good, Embiid great.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would excite me to see what he could do with a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, how much, let's think about his game, right? Now he could totally fill it. He's a great ball player. Like, not like, but is he an elite player? No.
No.
He's not Luka. He's not, you know, Freak. He's not Durant, right? So if he's not that, is that good enough for me to move Maxey? I say no. I think it's so he's a 1 to 10. What's Donovan Mitchell? An 8?
Yeah, 7 or 8.
All right?
Yeah.
And Maxey right now would be if Mitchell's an 8, Maxey's a 6.
6. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Who can grow, who this year could easily be a 7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, he went from like a 3 to a 6.
I was going to say 4 to 6.
You know, and
not a difference.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, absolutely. I think he could grow to be a 7.
Right? This year,
he
could be a 7.
At 22.
So why am I going to get rid of him and Tobias, who's going to give me, like, yeah, is he worth the contract? Of course not. We've said it a million times. But he's still a cog that gets you important rebounds and points. Like, he's still a player.
Absolutely. And that's why I think that what you're talking about with running it back, I've been saying for a while, I think that that's what they're going to end up doing, is it's going to be a bulk majority of the same team that you saw last year. Now, maybe some of the role players flip, and you know, obviously now you've got Melton in the mix. But I agree with you. I don't think they do a ton of substance. But if I can take a shot at a volume, I know he's a volume shooter, but he's also a volume scorer. If I could take a shot at a volume scorer like that, I think I have to give it one shot. Because of the, you said, you know, you used the word elite. I think Embiid's elite.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
So that gives you one elite, one great, and Harden good.
Yeah, but you still don't have enough depth-wise.
Well, I think you don't have enough depth regardless. So I might as well swing for the fences.
No, but if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I have no depth.
Correct. You don't have any depth now, though.
Well, I got more depth with Maxey and Tobias. Sure. That's another, and Thybulle. That's 3 players to 1.
Yeah, so like numerically, like from how many guys you have, yeah, of course you have more depth. But
yeah, you like Donovan Mitchell more than I do.
I
like him, but he's not changing my, again. Look at my front court. Who am I going to get to play in the front court?
So you need a 4, right? Because you got no Tobias. Well, I guess you need a 3 and a 4,
right? I mean, you got Melton, but you know, I mean, he's a wing. But he's real. Like, you're really small if you're going to go.
Yeah, I mean, preferably
Melton, Mitchell, and Harden.
I think preferably we'd like him to be a 2, Melton.
I mean, yeah, get away with it.
Yeah, you're super thin. There's no doubt about it. You would need a substantial jump from either a Paul Reed or an Isaiah Joe. And right, that look you just gave me. Right, that's exactly how I feel about that too.
Jump. Isaiah Joe?
Right. I mean, that look you gave me is exactly how
Paul Reed, what's he going to give you? I mean, let's be real. Like, listen, I don't mind, like, you know, really develop, try to play, see who he is. But come on. I mean, how do I know Paul Reed's not Jonah Bolden or whatever other big dude who's the flame out? I mean, come on. There's certain guys, like, you can see that pop off the screen. I just think it thins you out too much to make that trade.
If Paul Reed could be...
Now, if you're talking about Durant, do it every day of the week.
Oh, every team needs Durant.
You know.
Even if you don't, quote, need Durant, you need Durant.
Right. I mean, that's the whole point of it. You know. But anyway, we'll get to it. We'll talk about it. We'll bat it around, the whole thing. But here's the thing. It's Geek Week, and we're going to play a game where I got 4 categories. All right? And you get to play against Tyler in the 4 categories. You beat them. You're a geek, sports geek. And it's sports geekdom is what these questions are. Then you get FanFest tickets. In fact, I'll go four-pack. All right? Not just a pair.
Nice.
Because I think it's got to be worth something bigger. But you never get four. You always get two. But I'll give you four if you beat Tyler. That's how much faith I got in Tyler. He's going to be a tough opponent. Also, it's Geek Week. And, you know, we always had a lot of fun. I was a kid. I got autographs. Nowadays, the autograph and the picture. The picture's great because you now have a Facebook page and you can display your pictures. So if you, I want to hear all your autographs or pictures with the different celebrities, sports, otherwise, you know, have some fun with that. Bat that around for Geek Week. It's Cuz Radio. Tyler is in for the Chunas. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Right here, 97.5, The Fanatic. Listen, let's talk about NJ Dye for a second. Because you go, man, we're heading into July 4th weekend coming up. And all of a sudden you go, did I even follow through with my New Year's resolution? Yeah, New Year's, that was 6 months ago. Listen, here's the beauty of it. It's never too late to get started. And you could still feel good, feel really good about yourself this summer. Yeah, you go, this summer, already July. No, this summer, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. So by August, you're feeling good. I know you still got, you know, summer left, and you're feeling great. NJ Diet, unlike any other weight loss program, they use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize supplements that'll target your hormonal imbalances, which gets your body into the fat-burning zone. The fat-burning zone. And you can finally lose that weight. NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Boys, don't wait for your doctor to give you the bad news. Then try to figure it out. Contact NJ Diet today. Get ahead of your health. Your weight loss can help you overcome many health issues. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, her arthritis, depression, digestive issues. Listen, what are you waiting for? Locations, Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, worldwide with live online video consults. Check out NJDiet.com or call 855-5NJDiet, NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. You can't fold on the questioning, Tyler.
I got so derailed. I'm not going to lie. It happens sometimes.
I say I kill my man, the Chunas, all the time. You know, I'll get him. I'll get him all the time.
My buddy texted me. He goes, man, Cuz really got you there, huh?
My man, Mike from Cosme's, got a lot of pictures. See, you know what's cool is the business pit. Like when you're a place of business, and you got the people to come in, you get the picture. But the ultimate was Geno Steaks, right? Like, you see the, you ever go to Geno's and just look on the wall?
Yeah, all the
I mean, when I was a
everybody.
Kid. I mean, like, it's been like that for forever, right? Like, you know, as long as I can remember. So, anytime with the Geno's, you just look around and see everybody. Like, it's one of the iconic things are the photos and all the celebrities that come by.
It's like Rocky's Restaurant in Balboa. It's got all the pictures hanging on the wall.
Yes. Now, do you have any pictures?
So, I don't even know where this is anymore, but this is my favorite one to tell, even 20 years later. I was a kid, right? And when I was a kid, I was a huge Power Rangers fan. Loved Power Rangers, right? And so when I was a little kid, I was probably like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, something like that. One of the original Power Rangers came to, I think like, it was at my, I was doing karate. The little kid doing karate, right?
Oh, yeah, you're a karate man. Yeah, you're like my boy, Karate Mark.
I can't do any of it now. I don't remember any of it. But this, he came to our little, you know, spot, and he was taking pictures and signing autographs and stuff like that. And it was like, you could have said that, like, the president walked in, the, I don't know, Ken Griffey Jr. walked in. Like, it could have been, this guy was like, above everybody for me at 6, 7 years old. So it was, my dad probably has it somewhere. I don't know, like in a bin or something. But this guy was like, I as a 7-year old kid, I was in like shock and awe when this guy walked in.
All right, so
I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Let me ask you a question. If you're out and about and you see, I don't know, ball player X, right? Do you go up to him, get a picture with him? Like, if it's just like, you know, casual, he's not eating dinner, you're not breaking somebody's stones.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's kind of happenstance. Do you go, get a picture?
Not usually anymore. I think that being in the job that we're in has kind of devolved that. And not that we're journalists. Like, when you're a journalist, you got to be, you know it better than anybody. You got to be very objective, right? Yeah. Not that we're not to that extent, but I think this job has kind of devolved it to, we work with guys, we have them on the shows, we talk to them, we do events with them, and I still love seeing everybody. It's not like it's not cool anymore, but I think that this job kind of devolved that for me a little bit, where I'm like, all right, I'm just going to let them be. They're off. Like, if I see, I don't know, Zach Wheeler walking down the street, I'm not going to go up to him and be like, yo, can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? You know, I'll let the other fans do that.
Yeah, you're kind of speaking my language in the sense that I admire it. Like, I wish I had done that, right? Where I was able to collect, say, photos, right? Because it'd just be kind of a cool memory.
Oh, for sure.
And that's all it is. It's not meant to be. But I get funny. Like, I'm funny with it. I'm kind of similar in this sense where, like, let's take the Adam Sandler, right? So I was with him a lot when he was in town. On half a dozen occasions, right? Now, I can't ask this dude. Like, I'm just BS. Like, we're talking basketball, right? Like, whatever. We're talking the whole thing. Like, I can't ask if we all get a picture. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, it was like, hey, want to get a picture? I just felt weird.
Sure.
But
I think you have
I didn't. Like, I honestly wish I would have, over the course of the years, the dudes that, that I got to know, and I should have done it. Because it would have been fun to show the kids. Like, you do it for that. But, like, Chuck, our program director, Chuck D'Amico, who's terrific. So anybody that comes in the studio, he does this thing, the people with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the fan. It's nice. And it's on Facebook, and he has all his pictures. You name it. Chris Cornell, right? Like, think about all the acts and the actors, Danny DeVito, like, actors, some sports guys. And he has made a lot of photos of him with these bands, you name it. And that's it was cool. Like, I was looking at it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I think so for me. I don't think I would do it with and I think just because it's the field we work in, like, if I did music, I would probably feel the same way about the musicians. For me, the athletes, they're like part of the job that we have. It's kind of part of the territory. I try to, stay away from.
Yeah, but you're not, but here's the thing. Let me just give you a little advice. Dude, if Chase Utley walks in.
That's my guy.
Right? I know he is. That's why I brought it up. if Chase Utley's your, he walks in, comes in the studio, you could get a picture with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Charlie comes in, get a good picture with him.
So, and I think that that's what it separates for me is like, if they come here or we're at an event, hey, can we grab a picture real quick? If I see them out to lunch,
you're not going to be in the clubhouse doing that.
No. I mean, even just in public.
No, I know.
I think that I would probably avoid it just because I don't want to be weird about it, especially if nobody else is noticing them. Maybe it's a hockey player. You know, you maybe you don't know who's who because you're not a hockey fan or whatever it is. I see, you know, Couturier walking down the street. I probably won't approach him. You know, I might wave, say hello, but I don't think I'm going to go for the picture. The musician, on the other hand, 100% going to do it. Without a doubt. Going to find, you know, somebody in a band that I like. 100% going to do it.
Okay. How about the autograph? Do you have, like, when I was a kid, I was a big autograph kid.
Not really. I think the picture would be worth more, would be more valuable to me. Because I'm not selling it, right, either way. But I think the picture would be much more valuable.
Agreed. Now, the picture, without a doubt. Now, when I'm a kid, there's no camera phones, right?
Right.
So the autograph was like a big deal. And I remember, like, I loved getting the autograph, like ball players. So you could go when the vet was around. There would always be a bunch of kids hanging around. And you wait for the clubhouse entrance because they would go underneath, right? The cab would come in. Like if say it was a Phillies, like today, Phillies Braves, right? Well, the cab would drive them underneath. You would be there outside the club. Like, you'd see them. All you'd do is wait. And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'd sign. And you go out and you know, you get anybody. It was anybody. Wait till after the game. Guys walking out. Like, that was always a big deal.
Yeah. What was the item of choice? You bring the ball, you bring like the
baseball or the yearbook or the program, you know, like all stuff like that. I loved the autographs. When I was a kid, I loved them, man. They were like, it was incredible. I loved them.
I'm not sure I have anybody's autograph.
Really?
I do. I have one poster full of the 2010 Flyers because I went to an event. And okay. It was like one of those open.
Yeah, well, that was
events.
Another one. Like the Flyers were big, right? When the Flyers, like today, and they would do the Flyers Wives Fight for Lives, the carnival was the best because, you know, they'd sign. Or like Eagles training camp. Eagles training camp was a big freaking deal.
That was huge.
You know?
Lehigh?
I mean, even later in life, you know, no, I'm not getting autographs, but I would watch when I would do the shows at Lehigh. I mean, it was a great one of the reasons why I miss Lehigh, and it's a shame they don't do it. It's just because of the proximity. You could go there, and everybody was open to you. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody was open to you.
Go grab your favorite player. Didn't have to be who they had assigned that day. Just
dude, those dudes
player.
Were great. I watched Trot signed a million autographs. Jim Runyon signed a million autographs. You know, you name it. They would all sign. And dudes were like, wait, footballs. And, you know, I mean, it was cool. Now, you had some people who were whores about it, and they were trying to make a buck. But, like, if there were kids, those dudes were right there. Right there all day long.
Oh, for sure. The accessibility was awesome.
You know. And now, you know, it's funny because you have these big time collectors. Like they're interesting. Like some of the signed Sports Illustrated. Like that was always a big thing. You know, these people would get to sign this or that.
I got the Sports Illustrated as a kid for I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years. I loved it.
Yeah, I geeked out on that.
I used to love it was like 2 weeks before the season would start. They'd do their full baseball rundowns.
Yes.
One through 15, one through 14, one through 16, whatever it was at the time. I would read every in-depth piece.
Dude, speaking of, you know, it's so funny. Speaking of, like, magazines, I had this conversation the other day with a friend of mine. I miss them. You know, it's weird because there's for the most part, because life is so quick and news is so fast, and the shelf span, it's hard to do magazines unless you're going to do like really artistic pieces, which I love, but not many people love.
See, and that you and I are exactly the same. I am a big, big, big proponent of like the long form journalism. I think it's fantastic because it takes so much patience, so much skill, so much effort, so much time.
Dude, that was my job when I was in New York.
Reading long form pieces.
When I was in New York, that's what I did. Like, I did 1 year covering that Mets team in the toilet of Flushing, and then they took me off. They went, listen, it's a waste of time. So we got a Sunday paper, and they made me, and I got to write these really long pieces and then cover everything, which I love, which is why I was on the road.
Love that.
You would love that gig. It was a great gig. And it was like you get to sit down with Bobby Bowden or whoever where it was, and, you know, and go spend 5 days at practice and write this huge piece and then cover a game.
That's awesome.
Fun.
I would love that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. But that is dead. Nobody's got the budget for that.
No, doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the phones, talk to our friends. And today we got on the table, I want you hype for Phillies Braves. And you still hate the Braves? It's a big question. I hate them. I don't know where your Braves hate ranks on your hate list. The geek piece today is autographs and pictures with celebrities. Do you collect that stuff? I want to hear from people who have the collections. Let me go to Brian in East Fall. My man, BM. What's going on, Brian?
What's going on, cuz? How you feeling?
Good, buddy. What's happening, my man?
Nothing much. I just want to give a quick yo real fast to my
because
son, Anthony.
We got a yo.
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 Yo, and is it birthday yet?
It was his birthday yesterday. And his mom is just got done taking her registered nurse boarding test. So let's hope she passed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nurse. Oh, man, I'm saying a prayer.
Thank you. And I have two quick stories about the autographs and the pictures. One from when I was a kid, when Temple was making their Elite Eight run back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, when they had Pepe Sanchez.
Yes, I remember Pepe. Sure.
I seen him at a driving range when I was about like 12 years old. And I was like, you know, they were in the Elite Eight. And I went up and I asked for his autograph. He gave it to me. He was such a good dude. And then when I was working at a restaurant, the big dog Ryan Howard used to come in, and I was able to get a picture with him at one point.
Oh, you got a picture with the piece? Look at that,
right,
Brian!
In front of his Aston Martin too.
Oh man, dude, that's awesome! That's a great picture. That's a great picture.
It was awesome, man. It was definitely awesome.
Oh, that's cool. So little Anthony is 4 years old.
He's 4 years old, man. I'm trying to get him into some T-ball next year, some fall T-ball.
Dude, that, you know what? Listen, that's the greatest. The T-ball is the best. It worked. It worked for mine.
When I watched that video of Massimo hitting that inside the park home run, oh my God, because I was like, I can't wait to be that. I can't wait.
Dude, awesome. Dude, you all love it. You're going to love it. There is nothing better than being with your kids, watching their kids play sports. It's the greatest, Bri. The greatest, man. So
awesome.
You'll get an LN out there, and you know what's fun? Yo, especially now, man. Get like, he wants to spend time. We can't wait to hang out with you. Just pitch to him. Underhand, throw him wiffle balls. Yeah. Do whatever.
Yeah, we do the catch. We definitely do the catch a lot in the house, but the wife doesn't like it, but we do it.
Yeah, I know. I went through the same thing. Don't worry about that. You know,
yeah.
You run the sports in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
I like it. So, good stuff, so. Bri. Enjoy. God bless you.
I was wondering if Brocano was still the word.
Yes, Brocano is forever the word. So hold on, and you get your FanFest tickets. Brocano is back. Did you hear that?
Is he going to do it this year?
The bro is back. First day back. I don't want to break his balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it looked like he had a really nice vacation with the fam.
You know, I don't think
I let it ease back into
it. I'm trying to remember last time I saw him. Was it in 2020? 19? When's the last time you saw the bro?
Me? Oh, I see him.
In 2018?
No, weekends a lot. Oh, no, we see him all the time.
Is it 2020?
Yeah, it's been forever.
Come on, man. He's been off for a month.
Hey.
I haven't seen him in 2 months.
I don't. I'd do it too if I could.
I know. I'm just busting him.
I absolutely
I'm just busting my boy. I missed him. I haven't seen him. I know he was sick too. That was the thing. But
I think last appearance was FanFest 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. By the way,
joke right over my head to start. I didn't know. I didn't know you were messing around. Right over my head.
Yeah, you were. You know what's great about you? I love you, man. You are so serious. Right? Like, you are completely serious. Like, you know. When I was messing with you with your update, like, I tortured the tunes for that stuff.
Oh, I know.
All right. You ready? Let's go beat the geek. I'm going to give you a question.
Okay.
The 2017 draft.
Okay.
Markelle Fultz went first. Who went second to the Lakers?
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, man. 3 seconds.
That was a bad draft, man.
You went in 3 seconds. You got that.
That was a bad draft.
Oh, my God. Let me give you one more. All right. Let me give you this one. All right. 2000, this is what we're going to be doing. 2000.
Digging through the stats now. Got to find a tough one.
Well, listen, you got the other one in 3 seconds. 2011 Major League All-Star.
Ooh.
All right?
Okay.
This All-Star had a drug problem. He was a big home run hitter, played for the Rangers.
Josh Hamilton.
Oh, my God, dude. You're going to be hard. I don't know if we're going to play this game. I don't think anybody can beat the geek.
Nah, they'll be all right. Don't worry.
I don't know, dude.
What's going to trip me up is the one category.
What? Why? Really?
The all pros. That's tough, man. There's only one.
All right. Well, you know.
That's the one that'll get me.
We have MLB All-Stars, NBA Draft. And we're going to do NFL All-Pro. I was toying with a little, later in the week, all-time Flyers roster.
That'll get me, for sure.
Let's go to Gus. You're on 97.5. Oh, wait, Gus, hang tight, man. I'm going to give you your full allotment. We're going to take a quick TO, but we're going to come right back, and we'll get to everybody's calls. I know Gus wants to talk about autographs. Provolone Joe's got some autographs. I want pictures and autographs. Today, Geek Week is upon us. We all love this stuff, right? Listen, I have a drawer somewhere with all kinds of autographs and this and that. And it's hysterical. Because the Mike Schmidt ball, I got to tell you that story. The Mike Schmidt autograph ball that was like in Sandlot. I'll tell you that.
Hit it over the wall and in a pickup game.
Basically. It's Cuz Radio, and my man Tyler is with us right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.